T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to Marloni, Fourier, and Mago down here in the Ford Clubhouse down at Fenway Park. We'll be here for every home game for the Boston Red Sox. We'll get to the Red Sox at the top of the hour. But quickly, I want to get, because Mago brought this up before the show, the Boston Celtics, the team that put up banner number 17, finished the year 66-16, went on to beat the Lakers in the NBA Finals to raise that banner 17. You want to compare this team to possibly that one?
Well, I think it's a fair discussion to start. And obviously, it's premature because this team hasn't even made it to the finals. And they haven't hung a banner yet. But I feel like the ceiling for this team is a lot higher. First of all, just because of the ages of the stars on this team. If you can keep Jalen and Jason together, keep Smart in the mix, develop some of these younger guys, as Tyler just said, or, you know, some other people like Rob Williams coming up, then I think it's an interesting... There's some interesting parallels between these two teams. So, for example, the 2008 team, if you forgot that run. So they go through the Hawks in game 7 in the first round. Then they hit up LeBron's Cavs in the second round. They go 7 there. That's where I feel like the parallels begin, because compared to this team having to see Big Bad Giannis and those Bucks going through those 7 games. And then after that, in the Eastern Conference Finals, Celts went 6 with Detroit, who I think was obviously just a less talented, less dangerous team. No offense, Christian, than LeBron's Cavs, as the Bucks with Giannis are to now the Miami Heat, judging from the 2 games that we have so far. And then I wanted to look at the stars on that 2008 team. And obviously, we know who the big 3 are and who the contributors were. Now, Ray Allen famously was not great through those playoffs. And so he was averaging about 15 points per game through those playoffs. Then you got Kevin Garnett, actually had the highest scoring average with about 20 points per game. Paul Pierce came in with 19.7. So through 13 games, I wanted to look at the 3 top scorers on this team, who are Tatum with 26.9 points per game, Brown 22.5 points per game, and then Horford, you got 12.8 points per game. But so I just think you on that team, you had Defensive Player of the Year in Kevin Garnett. You have Defensive Player of the Year on this team in Marcus Smart. Again, I don't think as accomplished as Kevin Garnett, or that the player that Kevin Garnett is, but much younger. There's just, I'm saying, it's not a crazy conversation to say that this team could be better than the 2018.
Well, I'll tell you what would ultimately make it better is where that group only won 1. When it's all said and done, if this group can win just 2, if you can just, you know, win 2, like not go to a finals and then lose to the Lakers, like, you know, even though you had a lead, I mean, like, it is what it is. But that ultimately, because I do feel like, you know, I think prematurely people want to jump on this team like, okay, next dynasty. It's like, hey, they're replacing the Patriots. Like, they're more relevant than the Patriots because they have a greater opportunity for long-term success.
That's a great point, because your top 5 guys, Smart, Horford, Tatum, Brown, and Time Lord, all 5 under long-term contracts. Horford's the only shortest one, which if they go to the NBA Finals, he's going to get that $26.5 million. Mm-hmm. Fully guaranteed, but all 5 of your top guys, your starting lineup is all secured, and so is Derek White off the bench. So your top 6 guys and Peyton Pritchard, really your top 7, is going to be here for 2+ years. This could be the start of a dynasty.
I don't see why not. I like this.
Everyone's coming over to my side, because when I first floated it out there, I think it was our producer Ryan said, okay, so they're better than the team that won 62 games and went through LeBron and Kobe.
Yeah, I said
that.
I'm like, okay,
that does make me sound kind of dumb. But then when I sat down and crunched it, I was like, no, You went through KD. You went through big bad Kyrie. You went through Giannis.
KD was awful.
And you may have to go through Curry and Klay in the finals. Well, we'll see when we get there.
This is what it looks like,
though. You may have
to go
through big bad Luka.
This is what it looks like. Like when you look, if you were able to, you take a 30,000.
In real time, you can never recognize it in real time.
I would
time.
Say this.
Well, I think
would
you
say
can.
That it not
well,
only,
that's what I'm trying to do.
Not only is
you're
it
doing
not
a good job.
Is it not crazy to compare the two? I actually might lean to this team. Now that might be crazy. Whatever. I actually lean to this team. I think defensively, we hold championship teams so close to us, and we think they're so special. And that was a fantastic team. There's no question about it. But like when that team was going on a run, there was a generation that was like, whatever, 86 Celtics would have blown their doors off, you know? And there's some people like, well, defensively, this team might have been better than 80s, whatever. Right? You're comparing generations. This team here defensively, I think, is so connected. And they are so good defensively. I think that they have that dog in Marcus Smart, like KG was. I think you have your two, your elite player. You know, is Jason Tatum, is your Paul Pierce. And I think that ceiling's higher for Tatum. You got your sharpshooter. Are you missing a Ray Allen? Probably.
But isn't that to this team's benefit then? I mean, looking at the other things that this team has. One, it's mostly a homegrown team. The starters who are making differences in these games, you brought up through your drafts. That is very very impressive. And on the other side, as you said, there is no sharpshooter. Your sharpshooter, Ray Allen, didn't show up. He was there in the regular season. He didn't show up in the playoffs, but there's not one guy who's stealing every game in the three-point era that we're in.
They got to win the championship, right? Obviously, to even be in that class. But I would say when you just look at this team, there's been ups and downs. Forget about the win total, because we all know this team the last 3 or 4 months found something special. And if they play like it from day one, they might have won 60-plus, okay? They probably would have. But this team, I don't think it's outrageous at all. Let's go to Dimitri in Boston, who thinks that we are crazy. What do you say, Dimitri?
You guys are absolutely crazy. Yes, yes. Please do not compare the two teams. It's a different era. But that Celtics team of 08 would spank this team.
I don't think so.
Yes, they will. They will. This team started off slow. They're playing really good now. They're going to beat Miami.
What do you mean now? It's been 4 months. What do you mean now? It's been like 45, 50 games.
We're almost at 6 months.
Yeah, but that other team will destroy this Celtics team. I'm telling you. I know you guys are homers and stuff like that, but there's
yes,
no
we
way.
Are.
Come on,
always have been. Dimitri, give me one reason why. Just other than just saying they won't, give me one reason why. What was so different?
They're all better. They're better defensively. They're better offensively. They had everything better.
Historically, one of the best defensive teams in the history of the NBA in the last 4 months.
Vic has Tatum. They have a bunch of good role players. They're really good. There's nothing wrong with this team. This team's going to do well. We're going to go to the finals. We might end up winning it. But to say that the 08 team cannot beat this team, no, it's not happening.
Nobody said that.
Well, Dimitri,
I said which team
argument.
Is better, and your argument was the 2008 team was better because that was a different era. By the way, we're not talking about the 1990s, 1980s. This is 2008. There was the three-point line, and three-pointers were important, and that's like such the black mark on Ray Allen in those playoffs.
The Celtics have been maybe the best defense I've ever seen.
Ever. Let me go to Charlie in Boston. Charlie, what do you think?
Hey, what's going on? I honestly think like if they keep on this pace and they keep like at where they are right now, like, if they continue to play the way they do, they should win, like, honestly, the next 3 to 5 years. They should get 3 out of 5, like if they win this year. Because they are, like, they're only going to get better from here. They didn't sell the farm to get to this championship. Like, this is all, it's, like, and when, let's say Al ages out, right? He's done a good job, I think, like, helping Grant Williams along. Like, you got him for a while. Like, it's just, if they play to their potential and they don't have any mental, you know, they could win the next 3 out of 5 years, like
easily. See, here's the thing with this experiment, right? When you think about their path so far, I mean, luck has so much to do with it. Health has so much to do with it. If every team they played was healthy, then we would be, well, not the Heat so much because they're really, Kyle Lowry is the only guy they're missing. But if you just look at the Bucks alone.
Middleton.
The addition of Middleton would paint such a different picture, would impose such a different type of challenge for them. That, I mean, okay, fine. If you want to say, okay, next year, because Giannis isn't going anywhere, Middleton isn't going anywhere, that team, as long as they have those two guys, they're going to be able to build around him. Will the Heat add an additional person? Like, what's going to happen with the Brooklyn Nets? Are they all going to stick together? Are they going to play one full season where everybody's like on the court at the same time?
Are you saying that after a Game 2 victory, we're getting too ahead of ourselves?
Yes, I am.
The new dynasty?
Not on radio. Yes.
Is that what you're saying right now?
I love it. This is classic. Well, it's classic. No, it's classic Boston, to be honest with you. I've never seen a comp like a range of emotions more than I do with Boston fans in any sport. On Monday, was that the first game? Or what was the first game? Was it Tuesday?
It was Monday.
It was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. What day is it?
Yeah, I'm completely lost right now. So on Tuesday, Wednesday morning, everybody was angry. The only person who wasn't angry, where I actually think, talk about a calming presence, is Ime. I think Ime has a really good understanding of not only this team, but the entire league. Like what they're capable of, what their inefficiencies are, like how he can best utilize his talents, and just he doesn't worry about it.
All right, so the Boston Celtics take game 2, 127-102, and they are the team to beat in the NBA for the next 10 years. The dynasty has begun. I want to leave the Celtics for a minute here. I want to get into, because we're talking about the Trevor Story game here at Fenway Park. Why not? It's a Tatum game. It's a Marcus Smart game. The Trevor Story game last night. We'll discuss some Red Sox. It's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.